This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Plenary Call Number 53 on December 6, 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Russ, Lauren, Alan, Narul, Norm, Kaveh, Scott, Carrie-Anne, and Ram. We have no observers at this time. We do have apologies from Denise, Eric, Boban, and Jennifer. And attending from ICANN.org is Nagar, Sharla, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you. May I add that Navi is also joining us.
Thank you. The first thing is to get some updates on the upcoming face-to-face sessions. I think they're going to handle this part.
Thank you, Russ. We've actually asked one of our colleagues, Sharla Shanley, to join us to provide the update. We just received information from the meetings team on the cost of various venues in Vancouver and Los Angeles. So you can see the slide in the Adobe room. And for those that don't have visibility into it, we're actually emailing it out to the review team as well so everyone can see it. With that, let me turn it over to Sharla to give you guys an update.
Hi, all. It's Sharla. I met many of you in Barcelona. And Nagar asked me to join the call to go ahead and give a quick update on the venues that the meeting team presented to us last night. So I did send the slide out, and as Nagar mentioned, she'll be sending it out to the review team later. So quickly, the first, if you look at the chart, the first line is the DoubleTree. That's the venue in Los Angeles. It's right around the corner from the office, which is very convenient. The slide shows that the approximate total cost there would be almost $14,000 US. Again, it's very convenient to the office, but we would need to use the venue for the meeting. I believe that there's another group that's meeting in the office. So although it's convenient to the office, we wouldn't be meeting there. We'd actually be in the DoubleTree. I've sorted the remainder of the venues in Vancouver by U.S. dollar price. So the second to the far right column, you can see the total there. Starting with the Pinnacle Hotel Harborfront, it's almost $9,000. While it's the cheapest, I don't really recommend that one. There's a minimum food and beverage requirement of $5,000 Canadian dollars. I don't anticipate that we would have $5,000 in food and beverage, so I think that price would likely go up. My recommendation would be the Westin. It's the next row down. It's convenient to the airport, nearly almost $12,000. It does include complimentary Wi-Fi in the bedrooms, which I'm assuming that you all would appreciate. It's a four-star hotel. And then from there, you can see that the prices continue to go up. I do want to point out that many of the hotels are, I guess, like a group of hotels, and so they have complimentary Wi-Fi in the bedrooms, but it would only be for club members. That would be an additional cost for us to add the Wi-Fi to the bedrooms each day. So I want to, at least have that in the back of your head when you're looking at these prices. And I think with that, I can pop a Google Map link so you can see how where they're located in Vancouver. If that's a concern, I'll go ahead and add that in the chat pod. I think that's about it. You can see the other comments provided by the meetings team on each of these venues, but they do go up to $18,753 for the stay, for a five-star hotel. So with that, I will turn it over to any questions.
Sharla, could I ask a question to the review team? Russ, apologies. I just wanted to highlight a question about the timeline for when we would like to have answers sent back by. I don't think we expect the review team to make a decision on this call, obviously. But Sharla, would it be reasonable if the review team could send answers back by their next plenary call next week, Thursday?
I would have to check with the meetings team. I know that we are already within our 90-day window that they prefer to get a response back from us because they do have to contract with the venues, send out welcome letters, and obviously I don't know if visa issues are an issue to for anyone on the review team going to Canada. But, you know, obviously all of this planning does take time, so the sooner the better. If we could get before next Thursday, I'm sure they would appreciate it. If not, I understand. You know, it does take time to, you know, coordinate all of these things.
Thank you so much.
Be a possibility?
Well, let's turn it over back to Russ. Yeah, let's turn it back over to Russ, and hopefully, Russ, you'll be able to help us determine timeline as part of your discussion next. Back to you, Russ.
So I'm trying to understand whether this table tells us whether we're going to Vancouver or L.A.
So that's up for discussion. I can certainly ask the meetings team because we only have the one DoubleTree option near the office. There is another hotel that's a little bit farther away from the office. Again, not an issue since we won't be needing it. But I can ask the meetings team if you would like to see another option in L.A.
So Naveed is typing about lead time necessary. I'm interpreting his comments to mean that Canadians usually give the visa, but it takes more time sometimes to come to the U.S. Is that correct, Naveed? Did I interpret your comment correctly? Okay, great.
Interesting. I thought Canada was easier to navigate from the United States.
What he's saying is that they grant it, but they sometimes take longer. So that increases the pressure to make the decision about which city pretty rapidly. I mean, I don't see a huge price difference between, you know, the DoubleTree and the first couple choices. So seems to me we ought to be able to, and basically what I heard was the harbor front, because of the food and beverage requirements, can end up being the same as the other. Cheaper venues in Vancouver.
So this is Lauren. Sorry. Go ahead. Okay, I will go ahead then. This is Lauren. Sorry, I'm not sure if my hand showed. I'm wondering regarding the visa issue. We had our last F2F in Washington, and as far as I know, most U.S. visas are valid for quite a while. So isn't it the case that essentially everybody who was in Washington would have one already? I might be completely mistaken, but this is just like a question for the group.
Hi, Lauren. This is Karen.
The host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
Hi, Lauren. This is Carrie. I was wondering the same thing. Like for me, I would need a Canadian visa. I don't know how long it would take between now and January. Whenever we're planning to have the meetings to get it. But we did have a number of persons participating in DC. And it depends on what they would get. Usually if they do get a short-term visa, it would be like a year. But we could probably confirm with those who may need visas still.
So this is Lauren again. This is exactly my point, because I'm not aware that visas are shorter than a year ever. I mean, at least not normally. So maybe if time is an issue, it makes sense to pivot to LA if everyone who has, you know, received one already still has it. I don't mind either way, so for me it's no problem, but just to maximize attendance.
This is Carrie Lauren, and I would agree, Russ, for us to consider, because if all the persons who needed U.S. visas, they would have to go through the Canadian process. I know for a fact the Canadians, the embassies are usually a little bit slower because they don't usually expedite unless it's like a funeral or a medical emergency. So probably we could ask staff to give a quick email out just for anyone who doesn't have a valid U.S. visa to confirm ASAP. And it might be easier to go to L.A., and especially since, I guess, just in terms of convenience, to get it done quickly.
So this is Lauren again. Looking at the chat, so Naveed is saying his is valid. Anna is saying U.S. would be easier, if I understand correctly. So I have the feeling it would be easier in the U.S., but this is just from the call, so I think we should definitely check.
This is Russ, but Kaveh is saying the opposite. He could go to Canada, but not the U.S.
Yes, this is Lauren. Sorry, this showed after I was speaking. So I would say, should we just email around and see how many people would have issues per country, and then make a decision as soon as possible to give those that have an issue as much detail as possible?
This is Russ. Isn't that what the doodle poll we already did show?
This is Casey. That was more about timing, I thought. Oh, I guess it did have locations on it.
Yeah.
It didn't have Vancouver, though, did it? Okay, go ahead, Carrie.
No, I was going to say the same thing, Casey. Ross, it was a little bit different than asking specifically if it is that we're either or right now. I think it would be that we would just have to be checking in terms of visa validity. People are given preferences. Maybe they had intended to reapply for the Canadian or reapply for the U.S., but I think it's now that we're kind of down to visa or not, and maybe just leaning towards LA, it could be better to just confirm visa, not necessarily location anymore. So I support Casey that the last doodle was about location.
What we want to know is who could make it in Canada or Vancouver and who could make it in L.A., and then we would pick the location that would get the greatest attendance.
Based on visa processing time, this is Carrie.
Yes. Okay, Nagar, can you put together that doodle poll for us so we can sort it out by next week?
Sure, we can certainly do that.
Thank you. Okay, the next agenda item is to make sure that everyone on the review team has heard from constituency.
Can I say something, Russ, if you can hear me?
Sure, go ahead, Naveed.
This is Naveed. I'm just wondering if we delay it for next 1 week, it will be even worse for people like us who require a Canadian visa. You know, most of us are having U.S. visa already, so even if we decide 1 week before that we are going to U.S., so we might make it there. But for the Canadian visa, there is some process involved, and we need to keep in mind that there are Christmas vacations coming up. So most of the embassy's work will be delayed by some extent during that time, during this Christmas period and the winter break. So it might not be easy for people like us to get the Canadian visa in time. That's what I'm wondering. So if we need to decide for the Canada, I would say we need to do it ASAP, like within 2 days or something. So that's what I think about the issue, especially because the winter vacation and the Christmas holidays are coming up.
So if we get the doodle poll out, can people answer it by Monday?
Hi, Kerry. It could be a 24-hour request or 36 hours, because I think that would give everybody enough window to just be awake. It's just a yes, no. I don't know if they could just, staff could make it very, it's a very simple question. It's probably just U.S. visa, Canadian visa need to apply, and then by then we would know who has a majority of what visa that may not require an application, because I think that's the quickest, that's what we're trying to capture, given that all the countries would have different application timeframes.
Yeah, Kerry, and this is Negar. We can definitely send a doodle poll out to collect a preference for either Los Angeles or Vancouver, as well as who will need visa for which location. And assuming the review team is able to accommodate the deadline, we can put the deadline for end of UTC on Monday so that everyone can have their feedback in over the weekend or Monday at the latest, and we can move forward. Or actually, we can even put it by end of this week. It doesn't have to be Monday. If everyone can accommodate, we can put it by end of UTC on Friday tomorrow. So, Russ, let us know how you would like to proceed in terms of deadline for the doodle poll results.
Yeah, I think if we can get it done this over the weekend, that would be great, so that we have the leaders call on Monday. We can review the results, and just by having a couple eyes on it, make the call.
Sounds great. We'll put the deadline for end of the weekend, end of UTC on Sunday.
Yes, perfect. Okay. Is there anyone on the team that has not heard from ICANN Travel regarding Kobe?
This is Casey. I think I have not, but I'll go check.
If you want travel assistance, you need to reply by tomorrow. That's why I'm pushing.
Hello?
Okay, so some people said they were checking. That's kind of why I was pausing. All right, so if please let us know immediately if you have not heard from them. And in January, we were planning to have the first plenary call on January 10th. That way, the week right after New Year's, people can focus on getting other things done, and then we'll have a call on the 10th. All right. Lauren, can I turn the next agenda item over to you on the SSR1 preamble text?
Yes, absolutely. This is Lauren. So the SSR1 preamble text has been kind of, had its final edit. I have sent around the PDF version to the whole list on Tuesday evening, my time, Madison morning for you. And essentially, there were no further edits. The stuff that was in there was editorial. I did address those. There were two issues, or three, where people had kind of bigger suggestions. I requested further comments after trying to include these suggestions. I hadn't heard back by the deadline, so I simply assumed they were happy. Just to reiterate, this text went through multiple discussions, two multiple day comment periods, and right now it appears that we have reached rough consensus on this document. And as was noted in the email, if someone has objections, we would welcome them to be kind of raised and noted as, you know, kind of additional text, so it is clear. I believe that is all that was in the email and that I can say about this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Russ.
No, that's my understanding. I just want to know if there's going to be anyone proposing, dissenting opinions that are going to get written. I'd like to know that now so we can plan for it. Hearing none, we've also called for them on the email, so I haven't heard anything there either. Okay, thank you. I have asked the work stream leaders for for the ICAM SSR and the DNS SSR, which we also call internal and external now, and the future challenges to put together similar preambles so that we all understand where we are and where we're going with those work streams, and the leaders have agreed to do so by the call next Thursday. So my expectation is that we will have a discussion of those on the call next Thursday, and you should see them in your email before that. My hope is that by doing the preamble text before the body, that we at least are all agreeing on the scope and the methodology that we use for those work streams. I expect they are not going to be greatly different than the SSR one, but let's have it in front of us and make sure that we are all, pointed in the same direction. Are there any questions about that?
Hi, Ross. This is Carrie. Just one question. Just check in. Once, because each of us would be kind of writing itself probably in different styles, kind of just along the instructions that you gave, is it that the leadership, when they meet, would then kind of streamline them so they kind of look the same and sound the same? Just checking before it goes out to the wider team, because I was thinking if writing, different writing styles, it may cause confusion and a lot more comments on style rather than just the format, which is what I think we're aiming to accomplish. So I'm just wondering if it will have like a first review by the leadership team and then the wider team after.
I'm fine with that. If you want the leadership team to review it first, could you please get it to us by noon on Monday?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I'm not hearing any questions. Beyond that, I see no hands and I see nothing in the chat. Okay, so
in terms of continuing to build the report text, we had the discussion of each of the SSR1 recommendations. We captured several, we built the table, and then we had a discussion in Barcelona about each one of them. We captured some observations. I would like the people who did those research to write the text for the report that will go in behind the preamble, a block of text for each of the SSR1 recommendations, so that we can start building the report. Is there, we don't have the first one of those done yet to make a template, but I think that people, I don't think they have to all look exactly the same as long as they cover the material that is, has been collected in the table. If we could start putting those together, that would be really helpful. I'm not sure what the, okay, Nagar, you have a hand up?
Yes, Russ, sorry. I just wanted to capture the correct action item. Who is responsible for doing this write-up for each of the recommendations?
The person who had the action to do the research and fill in the table. In some cases, there's more than one person who signed up for the particular recommendation, and so I assume they will collaborate on the text as well.
Okay, thank you for clarification.
Yeah. So if we could start putting those together, I don't have any thoughts about the mechanics of that, whether we should have a Google Doc per recommendation and then later pull them together, or whether we should all work on one big Google Doc. I don't have a thought about that. If someone has a preference, please voice it. Naveed has provided a preference for one Google Doc. Maybe the thing to do then is just start adding it to the preamble text document, and that way we'll have one place where they all go. I think the whole team has write permission to that. Is that correct, Lauren?
It should be correct. However, I would propose, as this is now a, you know, general thing, and we have a shared Google Drive, if staff could be so kind to essentially create a new Google Doc, because currently this is my personal account, if you will, and I think it makes more sense to have it on the team drive.
Okay.
Yep, that's no problem, Lauren. We can take the content from the document that you have now finalized and create a new Google document for everyone to have access to and start working in.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've noticed that other teams periodically update their work plan as they're going along, and so I was wondering whether we have at this point anything to update in the work plan, or whether we should revisit this, or how often we should ask that question. Nagar, is there anything from other review teams that you can provide in terms of advice for how often the work plan gets updated?
Certainly. On average, review teams have been known to update it once a month, at least on a monthly basis, because given the number of meetings you'll have in a month, I think that's a good cadence. Additionally, I am happy for us to continue to monitor the work plan, and if anything is coming due, we can highlight it for perhaps the leadership first during your Monday call, and see how you would like to address it, and then we can raise it on the plenary calls after.
Be awesome. I'd appreciate that. And if we could then, you know, strive for a public update of the work plan once a month, that would be, that would show the rest of the community, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's a good cadence, because we can monitor it all the time, raise anything that's coming to, due to leadership, like I said, and then the plenary team call, and post an updated version once a month on the wiki page.
That'd be great. Thank you. Okay, that went more quickly than I expected. So we have reached the any other business part of the agenda. If anyone has something to raise, Norm, I see your hand.
Yeah, sorry, it's just a question really regarding the travel. Are we required to submit the dates for our flights now, or just acknowledge the fact that we are going on the trip?
Understanding from the email that I got is we're supposed to request flights, room at this time.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Carrie, go. And if you're speaking, we can't hear. Carrie Ann, we could hear you clearly earlier, but we aren't hearing anything now. We don't know what's wrong either, Carrie-Anne.
This is Brenda.
Okay, so Carrie-Anne is going to send fail. Go ahead, Brenda.
I was just going to confirm Carrie-Anne's microphone is enabled. Sometimes it works best if you use a earbuds or a headset connected to your laptop microphone speaker. So that's just a suggestion, but the microphone is enabled. Thank you. Carrie-Anne confirms she has that set up that way, so I don't know what the problem is. I apologize. Russ is using his microphone today, and it's working well. Thank you, Carrie-Anne.
So Carrie-Anne's going to send email. Any other business someone wants to raise? Okay, Nagar, are you going to do the review of actions and decisions?
Absolutely, Russ. The action items we have in place is for staff to send a doodle poll to the review team to choose a location between Los Angeles and Vancouver, as well as indicate visa needs for the upcoming meeting in January. Deadline for the doodle poll is to be 2359 UTC on Sunday, 9th of December. Next action item is for Terri-Ann to send a preamble for her work stream to the leadership team by no later than noon Eastern time so that the leadership can review their write-up. Next action item, review team members who did research on the SSR1 recommendations are to start write-up of findings. For recommendations that have more than one person researching it, they should collaborate on the write-up. Staff is to create a new Google Doc with the approved SSR1 preamble and ensure all review team members have access to it so the write-up of findings can begin. Staff to monitor the work plan tasks and raise any upcoming tasks requiring attention to the leadership. Following that discussion, the work plan items will be raised during the plenary call. Once a month, an updated work plan will be posted to the wiki page. Any items that we have missed here that we need to capture?
That's all I saw. And I see no hands. Okay, thank you all. And we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good week. Bye-bye.